Om Gyanatim Randasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 5, Chapter 7, Text 10. Yatra shamapadanyu bhavayato nabidir drishat chakresh chakranadi nama sarit pravara sarvata pavitri karoti. Word for word. Yatra. Where? Ashamapadani. All hermitages. Ubhayata. Both on top and below. Nabibi. Like the symbolic mark of a navel. Drishat. Visible. Chakre. With the circles. Chakranadi. The Chakranadi River. Generally known as the Gandaki. Nama. Of the name. Sarit Pravara. The most important river of all. Sarvataha. Everywhere. Pavitri Karoti. Sanctifies. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace. Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. In Pulaha Ashram is the Gandaki River, which is the best of all rivers. The Shalagram Shila, the marble pebbles, purify all those places. On each and every marble pebble, up and down, circles like navels are visible. Please repeat. In Pulaha Ashram is the Gandaki River, which is the best of all rivers. The Shalagram Shila, the marble pebbles, purify all those places. On each and every marble pebble, up and down, circles like navels are visible. Purport. Shalagram Shila refers to pebbles that appear like stones with circles marked up and down. These are available in the river known as Gandaki Nadi. Wherever the waters of this river flow, the place becomes immediately sanctified. Okam karuti vachalam pangum langayate girim yat kripatam aham vande shigurum dinatarinam Shri Chaitanya manobishtam stapitam yena bhutale svayam rupaka dhamayam dadati svaha padantikam vandeham shigurum shiutapadakamam shigurum vaishnavamstam Shri Rupam Sagajatam Sagana Ragunatam Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Dalita Shri Vishakam Vitam Stha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gorangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Suti Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Panchakal Patarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Eva Cha Patitanam Pavanibhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadada Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare. So thank you very much for coming to the Bhagavatam class. Like yesterday there was a good glorification, it must be, if the verse was Shinvatam Svakata Krishna. So, let's see what we can accomplish together. If the speaker is qualified and the audience, then something will work. I guess you will try. I got a little late notice, but let's try. So, Shalagram Shila, we are in the Himalayas, Gandaki River. Who has been to the Himalayas? It's very far away. Who would like to go to Himalayas? We've heard about these places. So that one of the topics is pilgrimage. So Gandaki River, Shalagam Shila. So it's interesting that the holy rivers, they are pure from some reason. They are pure for some reason. Why the Ganges is pure? Maybe somebody of those who joined us later, because all the others they know, of course. Somebody like to do an enthusiastic guess? Why it's so pure, the Ganges? Okay, another reason? It touched the lotus feet of? If you say Narayan is always correct, eh? Yeah. Vamanadev, yeah. Right. So Yamuna, is there any reason why Yamuna would be pure? Oh, Krishna, yeah, he bathed there, yeah. He fought with Kali. It's his favorite river, right. Yeah, these rivers are in touch with Krishna. And why Gandaki River is so pure then? Guess what? Shalagam Shilas are there. Yes, that's... Yeah? Yes. So that text says today, they purify those pebbles. They are called pebbles. Purify all those places. Yes. So... it's not in our countries, we don't have so much affinity with sacred rivers, but in India, there are so many sacred rivers, right? Narmada, Godavari, Ganges, there are so many, Krishna, and so they are purifying. So, so here's something about... from Srimad Bhagavatam, Maitreya is speaking in the third canto. It said, he approached the personality of Godhead who bestows all boons and who dispels the agony of his devotees and of those who take shelter of his lotus feet. He manifests his innumerable transcendental forms for the satisfaction of his devotees. I'm coming back on pilgrimage in a moment. First I wanted to touch upon this point, which was already touched upon in the previous verse, that the Lord manifests himself as the devotee desires. In the purport, Srila Prabhupada writes, here the words bhaktanam anurupatma darshanam mean that the personality of God that manifests his multiforms according to the desires of the devotees. For example, Hanumanji, Vajangaji, Vajra means a thunderbolt, right? Wanted to see the form of the Lord as the personality of Godhead, Ramachandra. Whereas other Vaishnavas want to see the form of Radha Krishna, and still other devotees want to see the Lord in the form of Lakshmi Narayan. The Mayavadi philosophers think that although all these forms are assumed by the Lord just as the devotees desire to see him, actually, he is impersonal. From Brahma Samhita, however, we can understand that this is not so, for the Lord has multi forms. It is said in Brahma Samhita, Advaitam Achyutam, the Lord does not appear before the devotee because of the devotee's imagination. So, hardcore materialists, as we are here in the West, I wanted to remind myself about this, that the Lord has many forms, even a boar form, or fish form, and every now and then we have a big fest celebration where we glorify these pastimes. Where Lord Boar sounds good. Lord Boar is killing Hiranyaksha, a big upstart in the universe. But it's a wonderful fight, and the Lord relishes this. And similarly, all these pastimes, the Lord has wonderful. He has such a good time doing killing. Of demons. He does this with a smile, yes? So, from Bhagavad Gita we learn that Lord appears to give pleasure to the devotees and to give inspiration and also to do a favor to the devotees who want to see him. So here the Shalagam Shila. So even, some devotees, they are attracted to Shalagam Shila. So Lord also can appear as a pebble with what? On upper and lower parts? What is there? A navel, an impression of a navel or a circles visible. They are visible like a navel. And there are many other forms. Those who worship Shaligram Shilas or you may have seen, there are so many varieties. And it's quite interesting. Recently, in Belgium, one devotee, he shared with me when I visited him. It's so wonderful, he says, you know, when I was young, I always used to go and collect fossils. I was even here in this part of the country. And now, Krishna came to me in the form of Shaligram Shila, and he had to take care of the Shaligram Shilas of his son. And he was so attracted, he was so happy. There's some similarity. So the Lord is so merciful that he fulfills the desire of his devotee. And this was such an example, which is near home. Even in the middle of a big city, the Lord makes his appearance. Exactly in the form the devotee desires. So if we think of ourselves for a moment, what form of Krishna we are very much attracted to. So of course, scriptures, they say sometimes what the Gaudiya Vaishnavas should be attracted to. But apart from that, there still can be some particular form or some particular deity we think of. So you have such a form in mind? And there may be more than one form. But that form is going to help us. And we are advised to meditate on such a form. And he accompanies us throughout life. And he can be like our protector. This is some of the symptoms of surrender. Yes, that gop tritve varanam tata. And rakshishyatite vishvaso. You are sure that the Lord will protect me and he will maintain me. I don't need to depend on anybody else. So the Lord is indeed intervening in our lives very actively. To the extent we surrender unto him, everything is gradual, it is proportionate. So when we are really eager to serve him and to cultivate that relationship, so then the Lord also is very eager to take care of our needs. And this is different from taking service of the Lord. It's a loving exchange. It happens automatically. This is not anti-bhakti, but it is just what we are supposed to do, to depend on the Lord. And then when we come to a higher rasas, then we may come to the level of Vatsalya Bhav, where we think that the Lord is dependent on us. And in deity worship already, we get to practice this mode of worship, where the deity form is just like a child, completely dependent on the care of his devotee, the pujari. If he doesn't come on time, Krishna is very hungry because he had expected to eat. You become hungry every day at the same time. So it's very similar to this Vatsalya Bhava. So the Lord disappears before the devotee not because of the devotee's imagination, but he exists like that. So eternally, there are so many forms of the Lord. So, I said I was going to say something about pilgrimage. So, Srila Prabhupada, one day, he reprimanded the devotee, that was on pilgrimage in the Holy Dham, for going to visit the holy places during a lecture, sightseeing. So Srila Prabhupada used to call that sightseeing. So, he's saying that by hearing from a pure devotee, or any place where pure devotees are present, is a holy place. By hearing from a pure devotee in the pure atmosphere of a holy place, one realizes the true purpose in human life. What is that? Love of Krishna. Love for Krishna. In Vrindavan, Srila Prabhupada once reprimanded a devotee for not attending a lecture and instead going off to visit holy sites. Prabhupada told the devotee that holy places were not for sightseeing but for hearing about Krishna. Or one time, the guru of Srila Prabhupada, when a devotee was away for so-called sightseeing, he was said, "How was your eye exercise?" That was how he called that. Try to see Krishna, and it's a good eye exercise. So how the lion guru expressed it a little bit strongly. And then, indeed, any place where pure devotees are present is a holy place. for it is they who sanctify it. When Vidura left home and went on pilgrimage, he met the sage Maitreya and heard from him the pastimes of Lord Krishna. After returning home, Maharaj Yudhishthira said to him, "My lord, devotees like yourself are verily holy places personified because you carry the personality of Godhead within your heart. You turn all places into places of pilgrimage." Srimad Bhagavatam 1.13.10 is a famous shloka. Srila Prabhupada stressed this, that who knows that verse and the Srimad Bhagavatam? Any scholars? That when we go to the Yasyapi Pudikuna Petri Datuke, if you consider this bag where we live in, to be made of a three material elements, to be the self, or if you consider that the holy places of pilgrimage are meant only to go and take a bath and not to hear from the holy persons. And then the strong statements from the Bhagavatam come, that you are not better than a cow and an ass. So here we, that therefore Srila Prabhupada installed this Bhagavatam class also, where we try to do an endeavor to hear carefully, attentively. Srila Prabhupada had many definitions of a pure devotee, of course, but one of them is those who are under guidance and trying to follow that process, they are pure. Just like when the journalist was asking, how many pure devotees there are? How many members in the movement? You remember the instance? He asked his secretary how many members there are in ISKCON nowadays. Oh, Srila Prabhupada, 80. So 80 pure devotees. So Srila Prabhupada is very generous, but he meant the sincerity. The sincerity of becoming purified. And then it's a loving exchange to... we take turns giving a class, and so it's revealing the mind in confidence and hearing or inquiring confidentially. Guyam Akhyati Prichati, Srila Rupa Goswami is saying we should do this. And Srila Prabhupada compared the Bhagavatam class to this, or he said this is in that category. Because we see the Lord through hearing from scripture. What can we see with our blunt eyes? Ata Shri Krishna Namadi Nabhavet Grayam Indriya Sevan Mukhehi Jivado Svayam Eva Spuratyada. But when we do service, hearing service is one service, and speaking service, chanting Hare Krishna, then at one point we will enter here and wow, all of a sudden we see Gonitai dancing and Radha and Krishna because our eyes have become purified. So pilgrimage, the holy places are very powerful, and in this little excerpt, Srila Prabhupada said that imagine you hear from a pure devotee in the holy place. That's very powerful. One realizes the true purpose of human life. By going on pilgrimage to the holy Dham, in Vrindavan, one very easily can perceive Krishna, can remember Krishna, Srila Prabhupada. But then it's the guru who reveals. The devotee can reveal fully the holy place. So it's the season of pilgrimage, so I thought it's relevant to speak a couple of words on this. We have this tendency to see many places, but especially, and that we can do even right here, in this room, we can see Krishna in the pages of the Bhagavatam. So this exchange, the devotee is very important in this, where Srila Prabhupada is speaking here. Because yesterday also, Mataji, Janavasundari spoke on Shinvatam Swakata Krishna. When we are eager to hear, so then very quickly the heart becomes purified. So, and it is a dirt in the heart which is causing the cataract. That's why we can't see Krishna. Although he's so near, and he's also here on the altar. It's so many times Krishna remains Murti Krishna, deity form. And when the senses are purified, Premanjana, Charita, Bhakti, Velochanena, then we will, when the eyes are smeared with pulp of love, so we can we have developed our relationship with Krishna. So that's the goal. We must not lose sight of the goal. All our activities in the temple here have a purpose, and we may sometimes forget about the purpose behind it, because we are so busy doing these activities. But when we can give our full energy, full attention, by knowing what is the impact of this hearing activity, by knowing it very well, extremely well, so we're going to get the result. There is no doubt. So, also, this message is repeated and again in our standard scriptures, yes? Maya sakta manaparta. So, in the now hear from me, touch Srinu. How by hearing about me with mind attached to me? You can know me in full, free from doubt. Asamshayam. So, there may be so many doubts, because we've been an atheist for so many lifetimes, in most cases. But then, we're trying to reform. The heart has to be reformed, or has to be transformed from a default situation. Material world, default what position is what? Don't want to have to do anything with you. I'm interested in my I and mine. The world is turning around me, is rotating around me. And to change that mentality is Krishna consciousness. Yes? It's the process of Krishna consciousness. And the mercy of the devotees is surely going to make it happen. Such kirtans are heart-changing, yes? Yesterday was an amazing kirtan. Today was an extended kirtan. So we just have to carry on doing this, and the heart is going to be transformed. Hearing. No big austerity. Being there, but with full presence. It's a disease of the West. We can't be present. Body is here. Mind, Hawaii, or I don't know. So that is exactly what is going on. And what is keeping us in this material world, no attention, no attraction for Krishna's message. What do we have? Jaundice. Ignorance is a disease, jaundice. It's so sweet. Krishna's pastimes. How he is killing Kaliya. Yes? Mother Yasoda is fainting. Almost all of Vrindavan is fainting. Or as somebody was explaining yesterday, every day everybody is fainting. Krishna is going to the forest. Oh no, I don't know if he's going to survive. No, is he really going again today? Every day. It's ever fresh. That's our role models, yes? The inhabitants of Vrindavan. They are eager, right? They will be here every day on the deity greeting because they want to see Krishna. They are waiting every day when Krishna is coming back. But when Krishna is coming back to our vision, sometimes we are not here, 7:15, maybe 7:17, 7:18. So, because we don't have the same eagerness. But actually, that's how Srila Prabhupada is training us. Vaidhi Bhakti training, we follow rules. Lord is happy to see us, so just like when a king appears, so he wants to see all his servants. And that's a nice comparison for that part of our morning program. So, and similarly, everything has a deep meaning. We sometimes should refresh, a recap. In all the classes I follow here in the Bhaktivedanta College, the lessons start with a recap. And that's even the day before we heard it. But I'm so shy that I don't remember so much of what we have heard just now. So, Bhagavatam class is a daily recap. But of course, we have many books to recap, so it's never boring. Is it? Or is it boring? So, Krishna consciousness is never static, it's ecstatic. We should just come to the kirtan and have such a good time together. The devotees are essential in our life. Without the devotees, we couldn't do, right? It's much more nice, yes, when there is somebody playing midanga. Yes? So, and here are so many expert midanga players, so it's very nice. So we should count our blessings, and then we will be very easily purified by not only by holy rivers, but by the devotees, as Srila Prabhupada was pointing out in the Bhagavatam. By hearing from the devotees, we become much more quickly purified. Yes, devotees like yourself verily are holy places of pilgrimage. Yes, who said to Lord Chaitanya? That's another instance. My dear Lord, you verily are a holy place of pilgrimage. Wherever you are, that place is Vrindavan. I think Advaita, yes? Yeah, there was a quite a funny situation. Nityananda had put a joke on Lord Chaitanya. He likes that. It's a little bit avaduta. So, yes? He had told the villagers there. So when this sannyasi comes by here, chanting and dancing, and he's asking you, where's the way to Vrindavan? You just point him to the Ganges, all right? All right. Boys also like jokes. So they told him, and then he came to the Ganges, and he saw, here's the Yamuna! And he dove into it in full ecstasy. And Advaita Acharya was also informed, and he had come from the other side by a boat. And Lord Chaitanya, to his amazement, he met Advaita Acharya. Advaita Acharya, what are you doing here in Vrindavan? it's all right, actually. And then the Lord, he came to his senses and he started to understand. What? Wait a minute. They tricked me here. Never mind. Advaita Acharya pacified him. He took him to his house for prasad. And he talked himself out of it, or he talked Nityananda out of it. My dear Lord, wherever you go, there is Vrindavan. And who remembers the other excuse or the other explanation? And by the way, this is the Yamuna. Because the Yamuna and the Ganges, they have a confluence, right? So, on the eastern side is a Yamuna, and the western side is the Ganges. And you are here in the eastern side, so you are in the Yamuna. What's the problem? When will that day be our day? When we are on Harinam, and we are so ecstatic, we can't find back the car. Just meditate on this. Then we can say we have been absorbed in the holy name. So this is our goal. Yes? There is a goal. It's not, but it's just this instruction from the altar. You see? According to this altar, they have this instruction. Whenever you start to feel depressed, you must follow that instruction immediately, and it's gone. Because you can't be depressed like this. Try. Raise your hands. Try to be depressed now. You won't make it. So, because Krishna consciousness is very nice, yes? So, and when we dance, sometimes you can raise your hands. You will not be criticized for that. You are allowed. Lord Srila Prabhupada taught us all these things, all these steps. So, when you are a little bit dynamic, not static, so that you easily become ecstatic. When you stand on one place, it's an instruction to dance. Even you had a very hard day, here is a Praman, Bombay, early days, very hard, tough times, Mr. Nair, everybody cheating the devotees, and like some staunch devotees, you had to take the hot potatoes, or had to take the, yeah, to deal with these issues. And Tamal Krishna Maharaj and some Giriraj maybe, or two devotees had come back from the hard day of negotiating with the town government. And then was Gaura Arti going on, and Srila Prabhupada said in the class after that, and you should always dance, even if the town government doesn't give you permission. There was a hint because Tamakrishna, he had been standing in the back of the kirtan, and so there's no excuse. Yesterday somebody told me another good instance of enthusiasm. Bhakta Ghi was explaining how some months ago there was a handicapped devotee here, but he was so enthusiastic, always cleaning. And one day, he came to Mangalarti crawling. He couldn't walk, so he had followed that instruction. He was sick, he was ill. And he had come to Mangalarti in spite of barely be able to walk. So, Srila Prabhupada had said this, right? Even you have to crawl, you should come to Mangalarti. That was another place. Okay. So, Utsa Nishtaya Deryat. That is very conducive to devotional service, to be enthusiastic and to be determined. Have confidence that it's going to work. Srila Prabhupada writes in the purport to Paramakaruna Pahuduvi Jana Nitai Gorachanda. He says, do not think that this chanting and dancing will not lead to the desired goal. It will. So Deryat is the third thing. You need the patience for it. But then, don't be only patient. Also enthusiastic and determined and confident, right? So it's a wonderful month to show your enthusiasm. and to conquer all fears and to give up all shyness in serving the Lord, because there is such a wave of enthusiasm in the month of December in the ISKCON movement, in the Hare Krishna movement, because the devotees get enthusiastic to please Srila Prabhupada. Ananta Rupa Prabhu so wonderfully said that if you just distribute one book, I promise you, I'll take you back home, back to Godhead. I was so inspired to hear this. We need to hear this. So, Krishna is like that. You do a little endeavor, you know, a little, but you know, one little step, he does 100. You take another little step, again he does 100. So, transcendental investment. If you invest in Krishna consciousness, wow, you get so much back on your investment. Yes, we're so concerned about, you know, having some security for future by investing. But if we invest in Krishna consciousness, then Krishna is going to take care. He's the best pension agent. I mean, you will be taken care of for sure. So now we are young, yes? Like King Kulashekar, let me die now. I don't have mucus in my throat. Now I can chant holy name. But let us endeavor now, yes? And even if we're going to die by that endeavor, that's not so bad. Srila Prabhupada wanted to die on the battlefield. So sometimes we sink a little bit in our shuchati, kangshati, desiring. So that is natural, but therefore we have each other to lift each other up. Sometimes it's hard, you know. It's becoming winter time, dark season, and it's already dark age. So it's a time people used tend to become depressed. But there is no reason for depression. Then you follow Gonitai's advice. You raise your hands. Oh, I surrender. I can't stand this mind. I become depressed by listening to my mind. Please, Tumi Kripa Kori Shadabindu Diye. Krishna Krishna Boli. I can only run behind you, Srila Prabhupada. Please give me some taste to chant the holy name. Yeah? Some faith, Shadabindu Diye. A little bit is enough that can keep us going. So the devotees here can give. They are so enthusiastic. So grab their lotus feet, but better than that is cooperate with them and do something wonderful for Srila Prabhupada. Mm. So thank you very much for listening. Srila Prabhupada ki. Srila Prabhupada's book marathon ki. So you can become generous this month. There are so many ways, you know. I'm so inspired when devotees come forward, because Parthasarta is irresistible, right? It's very hard not to become inspired. So, and then they give him a donation for books and for petrol and for everything. And in this work, this movement will be sustained. Everybody has this role. Somebody can deal with the people on the street, you know, being stabbed in the heart. Yesterday I heard him say, you know, you just give your heart to these people, and whether they accept it or they stab a knife in it, but you do that. Wow, that's quite hard, huh? I have some personal experience, and sometimes I'm afraid to go out there. But again, we're going to try a little bit, so begging for your blessings. And everybody can do something, and the main thing is we be enthusiastic, and that Radha Gopinath here is happy, Gaurinitai and Jagannath. They want to give their mercy to others. They want to have a bigger party. They already have a nice party, so, and we can be part of it. Even right here, you can meet Lord Chaitanya on the street, on the Harinam, on book distribution. Or here also, by serving him nicely. So thank you very much. Any questions, comments? You can also object what I say. I will defend myself though. Yes. Yes. You have to leave the kirtan and inspire all the devotees so they do a double amount of books. Haribo! Yes. And keep on cooking ecstatic breakfasts with all the petrol. Petrol for the Sankirtan devotees, you know. Look, if you are in a war, or we're in a war zone, you know, these boys nowadays, they're all playing computer games, war zone. So we are also in a war situation, you know. And so, you know, devotees can get wounded, yes, severely injured. You know, you by becoming such a sweet devotee, you know, you can be like the balm on their heart when they come back to the temple, you know. You should be like a lamp in the temple. So if we can become like lambs, it's very soft, right? in your sector of farming, so lambs. So that's an instruction. We should be like lambs. So we should be very sweet to each other here, right? We should. So that this is really family atmosphere, you know. Oh, it was such a hard time, oh, Sankirtan. And then you get the lamb, the lambs. Devotees are like lambs. And they give you a hug and they give you their warmth, yes? Not their envy. And then, that's such a wonderful service. I can give you a couple of others. But there are so many services. Because on the streets, you have to be bold. Although Partha and Vashishka Prabhu, they're saying, yeah, you should give your heart. Yeah, they are so bold that they make themselves vulnerable. Yeah? But here, devotees, if we can build such a wonderful atmosphere, you know, in a war, I was saying, so there are so many functions. There is a nurse. Everybody has this role, and they need to be cooks, and we need to have a whole infrastructure. Yeah. And there used to be here a time when there was a special car mechanic for all these Sankirtan fans, 20. So, and he was so busy, you know, and he had to miss all the festival kirtans because these cars had to be repaired during festival times, usually, because then they came back. But then, so that's also devotional. That's also part of the mission. You should not think this is different from being there on the battlefield. And every now and then, you find some time to take part. Thank you. Such a sincerity, we need that. The movement is based on that. Anybody else wants to object something? So wonderful. So we have more time than to chant. We can chant the holy name, take prasadam, and remember the Lord and what He wants from us. Yes, we are His servants after all. Thank you very much. Jantara Srimad Bhagavatam ki jaya, Srila Prabhupada ki jaya, Gaur Prema Nandi.